Canaan. A servant of servants shall be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. 950 years, that's a long time. Is there anybody in here that's over the age of 300 years old in the building today? I wonder why. Ever thought about that? I wonder why that is. Why are people not living to 950 years old anymore? I want you to understand why that drunkenness is so powerful in our day. It's powerful because of three things that a man drinking has false. A man that drinks, a person that drinks, a person that becomes intoxicated upon alcohol has a sense of false things within his life. I dealt with a few of these things last time, but he has a false sense of peace. His peace is that I'm getting my peace from the bottle and not the Bible. I love Brother Mace Jackson, and I watched a sermon that he had preached on the following the bottle. And Brother Mace had somebody in the Knox County Sheriff's Department walk down the aisle, and he had a Jack Daniels bottle in his hand, and he came and presented it to the preacher. The Jack Daniels bottle was totally empty, and the preacher took the bottle, and he took the top off the bottle, and he set it down on the pulpit. And in one hand, he held the Word of God, and in the other hand, he held the Bible. And he said, I tell you what, this Bible has brought, and I tell you what this bottle has took away. And he began to talk about the differences between the bottle and the Bible. Can I tell you, that bottle, friend, will take you farther than you want to go. And I tell you, it'll take you to an early grave, and it'll ruin your life quickly. I tell you what that Bible teaches is how that we get our peace. Our peace don't come from the bottle. But yet, here's what happens many times. Many times, this is what happens. People will go to alcohol to get temporary relief from their problems. But when they get done, their problems seem to come back again. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't understand. A false sense of peace. That's what Satan does. And then I noticed something else. A false sense of personality. It'll change who you are. Have you ever noticed that? When somebody gets long on the bottle, what takes place is this. They'll get on that bottle for a while, and then all of a sudden they'll start changing. I mean, their speech changes. Their demeanor changes. Their ways change. One night I was staying with a little old boy. He was in my elementary class, and my mom and daddy had let me go stay over at this boy's house, and that never happened very often, but I was able to go stay at this little boy's house that night, and while I was there, I tell you, the daddy, everything was fine, and me and that little boy had a good time. We was enjoying life. Everything was grand until daddy came home. And when his daddy came home, boy, he came home in a drunken stupor, and boy, his personality had changed, and he came in there, and he whipped that little old boy. I mean, he whipped him, and I thought I was going to be next. Amen. I thought I was going to be dead. I was scared to death. And after I left that place, I didn't ever want to stay in nobody else's house again. Why? Because that bottle will change a person's personality. And then I see this morning this, the false pretension or boldness. Have you ever noticed that somebody who's the meekest normally becomes the boldest when they're on the booze? They seem to have this boldness that comes about them. They'll be meek as a lamb until you give them a bottle, and then they won't attack everything. I've seen it so many times. People who get on the bottle, they become something that they are not. But I tell you this morning, when it comes to that boldness, what I've found out is this. The only boldness that I've seen that I can understand well is the fact that, hey, the Holy Ghost has been my peace. Amen. The Holy Ghost has brought great personality to my life. He's brought me to be somebody that I could not ever become. He's helped me to be a person, friend, that loves. He's helped me to be a person that's a friend. He's helped me to be a person that can help people. Amen. In times of sickness, in times of trouble, I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost this morning, but the Holy Ghost has also brought boldness. Amen. that bottle can never bring. I want you to see, first of all, the first person mentioned in Scripture, as far as we know, that was a drunkard in the Bible. I'm not saying that he continued his actions. I'm just saying that at this instance, he became drunk. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 7, back up to chapter number 7, and I'm not trying to look here this morning. I want every one of you to know that, by way of disclaimer, it's not my mission, it's not my job. As far as I know, I don't know any of you guys this morning that drink. I don't know your personal lives. It's not my I'm just throwing a disclaimer out here. I'm not trying to make you mad or angry or discouraged. I want you to grow in the things of God, and I want to take my Bible and help you this morning. It's within my heart to help you, amen. And I for some reason, God settled me down. You got to understand this. Whenever somebody sends mail to you, amen, that there's a carrier that has to deliver that mail. Somebody puts a stamp on it, and that says, hey, as far as a postal service is concerned, you are to deliver the mail no matter what's in it, amen. It may be foreclosure notices, but amen, you got to deliver the mail. And I'm just delivering the mail. For some reason this morning, God has nestled me down in two Sundays in a row on this area of drunkenness. And I want to help you. Amen, I do. I want to help you this morning. Look at this. Chapter 7, verse number 1. I want you to notice this. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in his generation. Notice some things. That Noah was a man of character. Notice now back up to chapter number 6 and verse number 8. Chapter number 6 and verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.